Diary Cast. Hi, I'm Damon Hart Davis, and welcome to Earth Notes podcast on all things eco and green and efficient at home. 14th November 2021. A brief scoot through the last 5 months at EOU Towers since census mid-June, from COVID to low wind to storage upgrades. Coronavirus persists in the background with my daughter isolating at home in June during exam week, annoyingly, through Freedom Day in July lifting most of the social distancing restrictions, both children getting a single Pfizer vaccination dose in October, to another free flu jab for me. The abnormally high electricity usage of lockdown is clearly visible in my graphs too. More positively, yesterday's COP26 concluded with some useful, though insufficient, progress. 7th of July. Yes, demand pickups are still a thing on the GB grid. Substantial demand pickups were reported by the GB National Grid ESO. Eng Den saw our control room register steep half and full-time pickups of 1,400 megawatts and 1,300 megawatts. The ad breaks meant fewer people staying put during half-time. We also saw a third pickup at extra time. 16th of July, the first summer day this year, in my humble opinion. Sunny all day, I sat out in a pub garden in the evening sun in a t-shirt without shivering, and slept under a sheet rather than a duvet. Also, my hair is now long enough to form a short ponytail, a mere 10-ish months in. 24th July, we took a week's holiday in Herne Bay, and I recorded some ambience for an earlier podcast episode. August 15th. I put the bat detector at my study window this evening for the first time in a long, long time and heard a couple of passes. I haven't spent enough time with bats this year. 1st of September. I recorded some ambient brewery noise today. I took a relatively uninterrupted stretch, excluding, for example, the parts when people were asking if they had to mind their language because of the recording. 3rd of September. A lot of storage upgrades happened in September and October, off-grid and grid-connected. 3rd of September, I replaced the off-grid battery storage 12-volt battery bank, as the old one had done about 10 years and was flagging. The new bank is a single 220 amp-hour 12-volt unit, which I think will be a better match than the old one for the energy available and the load. 15th of September, the Enphase grid-coupled storage was doubled to what I thought would be a sensible maximum for 16 kW after lots of analysis and beard stroking. 28th of October, the Enphase storage was doubled again to about 5 kilowatt hours capacity and 1 kilowatt peak power after an offer of some second-hand units. Though connected physically on the day, it came online fully on the afternoon of the 1st of November. Expect analysis and even sonification in due course. The GB grid suffered in August-September from something like a 70-year low in wind, and the resulting drop in wind generation, combined with very high natural gas prices and a fire in the IFA-1 French interconnector, caused a certain amount of excitement in the electricity system. Our electricity unit price rose from about 25p to 35p. 6th of November. 16 WW central heating went on today noonish, so better than our default 1st November target, but not up to last year's 1st December record. 7th of November. Some Twitter-based peer review resulted in significant improvements in the RE Utils project GB carbon intensity tweets. The static image has been removed from the tweet, and the tweet text now starts with a computed intensity. There are lots of links in the episode page at Earth Notes, and more diary entries and images in the show notes too. There's more on my Earth Notes website at earth.org.uk.